Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be too much for this.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Fanatic? Let's try that again. What's going on, friends? Joe Torti, 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah, I'm glad my microphone turned on because my alternative was just scream really, really loudly and see which of you might hear me and who might want to call in. Flyers lose to the Hurricanes 5-3. Late comeback attempt, no dice, and the team falls in regulation. A little bit of a bummer, obviously, especially if you're in Flyers should be trying to make moves and try to advance of the Metropolitan Division standings camp. But of course, if you're in the lose for Hughes camp, you're in a completely different state altogether. So if you're in that camp, congratulations. If you're not in that camp, I would think most sane Flyers fans would be at this point, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe you're totally 100% long view oriented, and whatever floats your boat. I don't want to stop you from being you. If you want to react to that game, I can't imagine that the reaction is going to be too kind. However, you're more than welcome. 610-632-0975. And of course, we'll talk about that the entire time that we can. As much as you want to talk about, I love talking about hockey, even when the Flyers lose 5-3 to Carolina. It's still a great sport, deserves to be covered and everything else. So you're more than welcome to weigh in there. But of course, as we continue to approach the big game, the big one, of course, there is going to be a substantial amount of attention paid to the Eagles playoff game against the Chicago Bears. You go on the road, you're taking on the Bears at Soldier Field. Very, very good team. We've talked about that before. We've talked about it at length. We've talked about how this Bears team might be the most complete team in the NFL. We've talked about how the Eagles might be the hottest team in the NFL. We're going to need to kind of hone in on where we are. We're going to need to figure out specifically, crystal clear, confidence levels, what's going to happen, what do you expect to happen, and everything else. All kinds of really good stuff in terms of the Eagles right now. Nick Foles playing at a very high level, and more importantly than that, perhaps his ribs feeling better and better every day. All kinds of stuff with the defense starting to turn around. Alshon Jeffrey, Dallas Goedert, suddenly making appearances and stepping up in big-time performances. Got to get into that. Is that going to be enough? Is it going to be enough for the team to go in and be able to defuse that defense and Khalil Mack and Eddie Jackson and everybody else that the Bears bring to the table? And we talked about it before. Our last Twitter poll was a big-time success. A lot of people feel like if the Eagles beat the Bears, they'll also beat the Saints. That seems to be the feeling. And that kind of did reflect, by the way, one of the guests on the midday show that we're going to talk about in just a little while here. Speculating that, you know, the team that comes out of this game victorious will have a significant advantage as the playoffs roll on over some of the other teams. And we're going to get into all of that as well. Your phone number to join the conversation, 610-632-0975. Chris is calling from the Wells Fargo Center, wants to talk Flyers. We'll get to Chris first. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Joe, what's going on? Yeah, we're leaving the stadium now.
Sorry about that. Man, oh, man.
I know, man. Listen, you know, like they, I don't know what it is with these guys. They can't play 20 minutes a game or 12 minutes a game, you know? Like, they're really brutal, man. But that being said, listening to some sports talk today and everything, and people talking about setting up for Sunday's game with the Bears,
mm-hmm.
for the Eagles.
Yep.
And they're talking about you know, they're comparing like numbers and all this crap. I said, you know what? You know, when all said and done, the Chicago Bears, I mean, who did they really play this year? I mean, I know they have great numbers and everything, but come on, man. Like, I know the Eagles, they didn't perform at their best all year. We had a lot of injuries and everything.
Sure.
But, you know, come on. Like, you know, we should win this. We will win this game. And I just, it drives me crazy that people doubt, you know?
Well, you'll be able to tell everybody, and thanks for the phone call, Chris. Appreciate it. You'll be able to tell everybody I told you so. As soon as the clocks hit zero, then, if that's the case. I'm not nearly as certain. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. A couple of open phone lines. We had weird timing issues coming out of the Flyers game, so I'm going to take a brief breather. And when we return, we're going to take more of your phone calls and get deeper into this discussion. It is the Joe Torty Show, taking you until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Birds are back in the postseason party. The only pregame show and watch party worth your time this Sunday is at Sugar House Casino.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney for the Fanatic pregame show live at Sugar House Casino this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. At 4:40 p.m., grab a hold of your seat. You'll only need the edge of it. For the Fanatic watch party with Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Oh, yeah, and let's throw in a $500 giveaway while we're at it.
Believe it.
Who else in Philly could give you a party like this on Wild Card Weekend? Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 50% of 2018 Cadillac XDS produced rental. Encore returning 24 month lease. $24.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
Now is the time to buy. It's Frank Kerbeck's New Year's Markdown on over 500 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Held over till Saturday at 7. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $149 per month. 500 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. It's Frank Kerbeck's New Year's Markdown. Held over till Saturday at 7.
Come join us.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 855-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your favorite sporting events, including the big game. Harrah's Philadelphia. Bet, party, win, repeat. HarrahsPhilly.com.
What's better than your McDonald's favorites? Two McDonald's favorites for just $5. Welcome back to 2 for $5 mix and match deal. Now, with the juicy quarter pounder with cheese. So you can mix it with the flaky filet of fish, saucy Big Mac, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. Choose two of your favorites for just $5 only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Single item at regular price.
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. You might have missed the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club. Three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, it's clubrisque.com. We're talking Flyers. We're talking Eagles, Bears. We got all kinds of stuff on tap. I want to get to your phone calls first, and then we'll unpack some of that other stuff. So, Jimmy in Mount Holly leads us off on The Fanatic. Good evening, Jimmy.
Joe, I also heard Mike North on the midday show as well as you did. I agree with him if it's the Eagles. I do not if Chicago wins this game, okay. And they're not. I mean, we're going to win this game, as I was telling the producer. The defenses pretty much cancel each other out. So, again, it comes down to this. Is Mitchell Trubisky going to beat Nick Foles or the reverse of that?
Right. That's a big-time question. And, of course, the trenches battle is going to be something that I know Trey has highlighted and a lot of other people have highlighted today.
And that's a good thing. I mean, you know, that is not cliche at all about how the games are won in the trenches. I love the way both of our trenches are playing. And I like the way everybody's playing since Nick Foles took over this team, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know the conversation's kind of been, is it Foles? Is it Peterson? What? I don't know that it matters. I just know that the Eagles are playing their best football at the end of the year, and that's exactly where you want to be. So, Jimmy, you're not seeing anything that's given you any pause against Chicago.
You know, Joe, and I'm encouraged by something you said a few minutes ago about how people are beginning to realize that what I've realized already, this New Orleans thing is now an urban legend. Joey, this New Orleans team is the Saints team of week 1 and 2, not the Saints team that came off of 51-14 at Cincy and trucked us. And think about it, that Pittsburgh game that you picked brilliantly, by the way, you had the Steelers on the dreaded pick segment.
I sure did.
I mean, they lucked out against that team in a game that they needed sorely to clinch the first seed, and they were aided by a bad officials call. I mean, think of the Carolina game. I mean, you can either say, well, they set out at the beginning, well, we can name the score, so we'll just play a defensive game, or like what we've both noticed is that this offense is not what it was. The league has caught up to them, and they're ripe for an upset. But let's get this upset first on something.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'll sign up for that, man. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. And that's actually kind of the way that I feel about New Orleans, is that before, they were a team that literally could just pick the way that they wanted to score. Is it Kamara on the ground? Is it Kamara through the air? Is it Michael Thomas through the air? Is it Drew Brees throwing the ball? Is it Taysom Hill throwing the ball? Is it Taysom Hill running the ball? They could do all of this stuff. And now it's started to slow down, and they're not being this real scoring at will team. And Jimmy's right. In that Pittsburgh game, that was one that by all rights, they should have lost probably. So, I mean, and that's not the first one of those games that the Saints have had this year. Now, granted, they've had games where they've had to mount big-time comebacks and things like that. That's what was going on early in the season, and they weren't playing well. But I just don't think – I think everybody is enamored with the mystique of the Superdome and going down there and playing in New Orleans. I'm just not that frightened of that area. I said that I think in the NFC – any of the wild card teams, the teams that are playing on wild card weekend, are more dangerous than the top two seeds at this point. Now, things could be completely different. You know, if the Saints and the Rams wake up and decide that they want to go on the war path or whatever, you know, I reserve the right to change my mind. But as things go now, with all of the information that's available to me right now as we sit right here, I would say that some team that is playing this weekend will be the NFC's representative in the Super Bowl. Two open phone lines. Grab those now. 610-632-0975. Drew in Westchester is up next on the Joe Torti Show. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I don't know about that last statement, man. I think New Orleans is a tough draw there, brother.
You think so?
But
what is, yeah, what scares you about New Orleans?
I just, everything that you just said, Drew Brees, their running backs, their passing game, just being in New Orleans, playing in the Superdome, just, and the fact that we're even talking about New Orleans right now is what I was actually calling to talk about was, you know, and trust me, I'm all in on the Eagles. I really have a lot of faith in them this weekend, you know, going into Chicago. But I just think a lot of people are really overlooking this game, and we're already looking towards next week versus New Orleans. And that's just, I think it's a bad philosophy, you know, just a bad mindset to be in right now. We got to focus on Chicago and get the job done this week before we even should be talking about New Orleans.
Well, I don't know if people are necessarily looking at how, like, the Eagles match up against the Saints. It's more that they're noticing that, like, the Saints have scored 30 points once in, like, the last 6 weeks. You know, like, that's what they're looking at and saying, okay, well, the Saints don't look like they're that great. Not relative to the Eagles. I think a lot of people are very focused on a tough trip to Soldier Field against a team that I think has Super Bowl aspirations. I think Chicago's a team that thinks that they can win the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. I agree, too. I mean, with that defense, I don't see why they couldn't. Defense wins championships a lot of times.
Yeah, you're right. So, Drew, what's the key as far as you're concerned?
Concerned with which way? The Chicago game?
Yeah, the Chicago game.
Just that, their defense and the fact that they don't, you know, they don't blitz as much, you know, and that Nick Foles is, you know, going to have to drop back there and really look to find those open guys. And they cover the tight end so well, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, between Ertz and Goddard that, you know, one of them, you know, hopefully maybe they double team Ertz and Goddard gets over it more. So that would be, you know, whichever works out better is cool by me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you, Drew. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I want to address something that Drew said, because I think it's pretty important as time's going on here that there. While I said that there are not many people looking ahead to New Orleans, there are some. There are certainly some that are looking ahead. And here's where, and if you didn't listen to my show before, I'll lay this out for you. Before the season, I can't remember if it was after preseason week four or right before week, I can't remember. I do. It was when the Khalil Mack trade happened. That's when I said, I think that this team could give the Eagles a run. Like that Chicago could be a troublesome team for the Eagles in the Eagles' comeback bid, the back-to-back championships, that campaign. Chicago was a team that could throw a wrench in it. And as the season went on, you know, my faith or my fears, I guess is the better word, of the Bears kind of was proven and was justified by the fact that the defense is game wrecking. Mitchell Trubisky, in games where he plays clean and takes care of the ball, they're just a very difficult team to take down, as team after team after team has learned this year. So I think that the Eagles are a team that's playing ball very, very well at the absolute perfect time compared to the Saints, who, yeah, they didn't really need the game against the Panthers, but they put up 14 points there with mostly backups, 31 points against the Steelers where they were helped out tremendously by officiating. They scored 12 points in a game that they needed against the Panthers, 28-14 over a woeful Buccaneers team. I mean, that's a ho-hum victory. And then the Cowboys held them 10. So, I mean, I'm just looking and going back, and I'm thinking, well, since Thanksgiving, this hasn't been a Super Bowl caliber team. I'm looking at the Saints, and I'm thinking they're not playing football their best at the right time. So it's not that big of a stretch to hear people talking about, and we'll hear some sound bites in just a little while, to hear people talking about the fact that whoever wins this game should feel confident in their ability to continue on in the playoffs. Like, if you're the Eagles and you can decode the Bears' defense, what is it about New Orleans' defense that should concern you, right? It is an essential game this weekend, obviously. There is no doubt. I would argue that this weekend's game is likely to be the toughest one that the Eagles face, period.
I agree.
For the entirety of the playoffs. And that's why I'm having a difficult time coming down on one side of it or the other. A couple of open phone lines. Grab those now. 610-632-0975. Taking your phone calls for a lot longer here. So if you're worried about running into a commercial or anything like that, no fears. It's going to be all your phone calls during this entire segment. Let's go to John and Gladwin next on the Fanatic. Good evening, John.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, regarding the Eagles-Bears game, what I'm saying is I think the defense has to come up big. I don't think that you can expect Nick Foles to pass for 400 yards and carve up this defense. I think it's going to be a rock fight. And, I mean, I think the Eagles can win it, but the defense and the offensive line is going to have to come up big because I don't think you're going to be able to carve up their defense. Now, regarding New Orleans, I agree with Jimmy from Mount Holly. Pittsburgh should have never lost that game. New Orleans was lucky. But if we get there, I could see Nick Foles carving that defense up.
Again, the Saints defense. I think so. I think that not the Panthers, but some other teams, like the Buccaneers did a good job against them. The Cowboys controlled the game against them. The Steelers lit them up. I'm with you, John. I think that the Eagles would have a chance at it.
Yeah, I think he could really get at that defense, but I think this is going to be a rock fight. You can't expect them to pass for 400 yards and 3-4 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you're right about that, John. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Happy New Year. I think you're right about that. I was thinking about trying to write this. But to Bevhead29, who tweets at me, you're wrong. Saints have scored 28 plus 6 of the last 7 weeks, including last game where the starters sat. You, like most, are looking past the Bears. Clearly not looking past the Bears if I said that this is the toughest game that they're going to face, including New Orleans. So clearly not, especially considering the fact that I just told you that I picked the Bears to be the NFC's representative in the Super Bowl early in the season. So clearly not looking past the Bears. And I'm looking at the Saints' schedule. So if you want to throw out the last week of the season where the starters sat, fine. They only scored 14 points there. Okay, so you're saying that 6 out of the last 7 games, they scored 28 or more points. Okay, so let me do this math really quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that's wrong. They scored 10 points against the Cowboys and 12 points against the Panthers. And that's before they scored 14 points against the Panthers week 17. So take your condescending stuff up the street. If you're going to come at me, at least come equipped with facts. Let's go to Chase in Allentown next on the Fanatic. Hey, Chase.
Joe, my goodness, people are angry tonight. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing tremendous, Chase. Doing
man,
great.
Joe, I'm going to make a quick thing about the Flyers. I asked for three things for Christmas. My dad to come back, a good New Year's, and Chuck Fletcher to make some moves. Real quick, there's no milk in my fridge, and you know about Chuck Fletcher, so guess which one happened. Besides that, listen, everyone in Philadelphia, Joe included, the Eagles are playing football at the right time. They are playing football as a team. Yes, Carson's hurt. Yes, Nick is in. I'm not focused on what his last game is going to be. We have to beat Chicago in Chicago. And if we do that, we will go down to New Orleans and win. I don't care.
Uh-oh.
Horrible matchup that we're not going to talk about where we scored like 7 points.
Right.
I'm not thinking about that. If the Eagles can go to Chicago and win this game, which they should do, they will go down to New Orleans and win and beat the Saints. And then we'll talk about the week after that. But Philadelphia, stop being all sad and depressing. My goodness, people. Smile for once. I don't know if it'll kill you. If your doctor said you can't, if it's a cholesterol thing where you just can't smile. People, it's a playoff. We could be sitting at home watching the Cowboys play. We got a chance. Let's be happy about it.
Well, the best part, Chase, is that you might have watched the Cowboys lose already before the Eagles even take the field. So it could be just a tremendous weekend.
It could be a phenomenal weekend, Joe. I think the Cowboys will lose. We're going to win, and the Flyers may make some moves yet. And we're all going to be happy. It's a new year. Just left Kansas for the New Year's with the boys coming back home to America. It's a good weekend. I saw Ugly Kachuk play with his mouth-breathing brother. It was a good time.
Get excited! Chase is always the beacon of positivity on this show, man. Really is. You know what? Jack is leaving the game. I would bet that Jack could use a dose of that positivity. I don't know for sure. I don't know that Jack is angry or frustrated with the Flyers. I'm just guessing. If you're watching the Flyers, there's a chance that you don't have the warm and fuzzies right now. Am I right, Jack?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome. How are you?
Oh, God. So I just want to put this into perspective for you. I was born in 1999.
Okay.
And this is my story, right? I started to like notice that sports existed when the Phillies won the World Series, and then I started to really get into sports when the Flyers went on the 2010 Cup run. So the only reason you could argue that I'm known amongst my friends as the, you know, Philly trash freight lunatic. So like the only reason I am such a huge like Philly sports fan, you could argue, is because of that of the Flyers.
Sure. Okay.
And this team and the Philadelphia Flyers just make me sad. It's just sadness after depression, after pathetic, after insert expletives that I can't say on the radio. It's just, and the thing is, for the longest time, I thought it was the goaltending. And I don't think that's even like close to the reason anymore.
So what do you think it is then?
I think that they whiffed on a lot of these defensemen. I don't think Ghost is as good as I thought he was. I think Provorov's having a down year, which hurts. And I think a lot of these forwards, I think JVR, you could argue, was a really bad signing. I think Voracek is clearly on the decline. I think the only guy on the Flyers right now, there are two guys on the Flyers that play really well consistently. Claude Giroux and through five games, Carter Hart. No one else plays well consistently.
Hmm. Well, you know, Jack, thanks for the phone call, man. Here's what I'll say to a couple of those things. First, I think Provorov has been dealing with something this season. I think that he's banged up because, you know, he's had those lingering injury issues. I speculate that that could be, you know, negatively affecting his play. I don't know for sure, but I think that that could be the case. I agree with you that some kind of core shakeup is likely going to be necessary. I don't know what I expected when the coaching change was made and the GM change was made. I don't know what I necessarily expected to see right away, but it certainly wasn't this. I would argue that Sean Couturier, while he hasn't been all sunshine and rainbows, is starting to stabilize a little bit here, especially in late going. But I hear you. The frustration surrounding that team, I hope it gets better quickly. 610-632-0975. Mark Corning tweets in, hashtag tank for yous. I hope that that's ironic or sarcastic. Because if you can't figure out a term for not winning games that rhymes with Hughes. You know, if you can't figure that out, I can't help you, man. I feel like it's kind of easy. 610-632-0975. Jim's on the left coast, wants to talk about the Eagles. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, Joe, how's it going tonight?
Awesome. How are you?
Good, man. So, listening, I just tuned in. I just got out of work. But, you know, I agree with you, man, as far as one of these teams this weekend will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, I'm going to throw another one out there to you. And I think that, and I believe it would be the first time in NFL history, that a 5 and 6 seed are going to be playing for the NFC Championship.
So you see both wild card teams making it there.
Yes, sir. Wow. I've got, obviously, the Eagles winning this weekend. I have them beating New Orleans as well. And then I have Seattle, obviously, winning and then going on to beat the Rams and then hooking up, you know, us in Seattle for the NFC Championship.
That's pretty – I would have to go back and look – and thanks for the phone call, Jim. Appreciate it, man. I would have to go back and look to see if that is the first or only time that would have ever happened. It's an interesting one. Unfortunately, I really don't like the way that Seattle matches up with Dallas. If I'm a Dallas fan, first of all, yuck. But second of all, I feel really, really good about Seattle coming in. I just think that that's a good matchup. So that's unfortunately, I think that the Eagles might be playing catch-up in the NFC East by the time that they take the field. I know that that's going to be painful for some people, and you know, I hope that I'm wrong, but that's just my gut instinct, is that it doesn't seem like Seattle's going to be a killer death matchup for Dallas the way that some other teams might be. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jill next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Jill?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
Coming home from the Flyers, I definitely am trying to talk Eagles. Flyers have me disappointed tonight.
I don't blame you for not wanting to talk about the Flyers, Jill. I really don't.
Yeah, it's, you know, coming home from the game, I have to say, I don't have much to say. I'm frustrated. I'm unsure. I think there's a lot of inner team issues going on. I don't know what the answer is, but I hope we find it soon.
Yeah, you and me both. I hope we don't have to wait till next year, but, you know.
I know. I mean, if anything, if it's going to be a wash of a season, let's start bringing up some of our juniors and give them some ice time and, you know, just figure out, you know, get Carter Hart in net. Let him, you know, if he loses our games, at least he's getting ice time. But, you know, in terms of the Eagles, I'm certainly nervous for this weekend, but I'm very optimistic. Obviously, the Bears' defense is a little intimidating. I am happy that Nick Foles is going to be in. Not thrilled that he's going to be sore, but I do have faith in him and the way that he has his cohesiveness with the team. And I know a lot of people are getting ahead of themselves with New Orleans and what's to come beyond this game this weekend should we win. But one thing to remember is that the Eagles definitely are not in that mindset. Doug Peterson is not in that mindset. He's very much a one game at a time. You know, we're in this game right now, and when that game ends, win or lose, he's ready for the next game and game planning for that. And so I do have a lot of faith in that. I look forward to seeing how it all turns out, and I'm excited. We're back in that underdog spot, and it seems to be where we thrive. I like that we're back in that, the Eagles aren't going to get there, and that was our season all year last year. I'm excited that we're there again, and it makes me feel excited and optimistic to see what's to come.
Jill, you hit on a ton of good stuff there, and thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. One of the things that stuck out to me in particular is when you're talking about Doug Peterson's mindset and the team's mindset one game at a time and things like that. Well, the truth is that the Eagles weren't, you know, a month and a half ago, looking at all of the different scenarios and all of the different teams that would have to lose and their paths to the playoffs. The Eagles have been in playoff mode for over a month now. You know, when you win the number of games that they've won, what is it, 5 out of 6? I mean, they're already in unbelievably crucial do-or-die mode for a long time. And actually, I think that's why you see a lot of wild card teams, especially in like the early 2000s. and the mid-2000s, you saw a lot of wild card teams starting to do damage. It's because they needed to play their best at the end of the season, and you don't have a week to sit and cool off. I know that everybody wants the bye week and everybody wants to have home games, but if you're playing great football at the end and you're kicking in doors, to borrow Malcolm Jenkins' term, you don't want to stop. You don't want to have a chance to stop. Perfect example. Pop quiz. Who was playing better when the Panthers were 15-1 and the Denver Broncos were the AFC's representative in the Super Bowl through the conference championship games? Who was playing better? Pop quiz. Easy, it was Carolina. Carolina was playing way better than Denver was playing. And then they got a week off in between the championship game and the Super Bowl, and everybody got to sit back and think about how historic what Carolina was doing was. How much better than everybody else Cam Newton was. His MVP season's historic. I'm not trying to pick on Cam. I'm trying to say that there's a lot of hype and lead up in a bye week. You get a lot of time to sniff yourself, especially if you're one of the best teams. If you're playing really, really well and you don't have the chance to sit back and take that breather and listen to everybody talk about how great you are, that success can be sustained. And there's a real chance that that is a factor for the Eagles in the event that they do have to play New Orleans. Now, like I've pointed out, I think it's also a factor for the Bears if they have to go travel and play New Orleans, which is why I feel confident in saying that whoever wins this one will win the next one. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. We have wide open phone lines and an extended segment coming up next. You're going to hear some sound from earlier today where the experts are weighing in on the matchups and what they mean to the teams. All of that and more. It is the Joe Torty Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
They got momentum going into the playoffs.
Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Aww. Don't worry, we've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 975 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 975 The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
We're in for an epic matchup between Alabama and Clemson. This year, there's more at stake than ever before. FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a can't-miss deal exclusively for my listeners who haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet. 100-1 odds on the national championship game. That's right. New users get 100-1 odds on the first $500 of your bet on either team to win outright when you bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can't miss this. Go to FanDuel.com/college to find out how you can get 100-1 odds on your national championship money line. line. I can't wait to see how this game unfolds. I know it's going to be a close one. Don't forget, you can get 100-to-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $500 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/college to get your exclusive national championship odds. That's FanDuel.com/college. Max bonus $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Bonus issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/college for terms and conditions.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 50% of 2018 Cadillac XDS previous rental Encore Touring 24-month lease $24.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
Now is the time to buy. It's Frank Kerbeck's New Year's Markdown on over 500 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Held over till Saturday at 7. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $149 per month. 500 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. It's Frank Kerbeck's New Year's Markdown. Held over till Saturday at 7.
Come join us.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds are back in the playoffs for the second straight year after what was a miracle Sunday last weekend. Chicago traveled to Minnesota and beat their division rival to knock them out of the playoffs and award Philly the second wildcard spot. The Birds owe Chicago a debt of gratitude for helping them continue their season, but that will have to wait as the two teams face one another this Sunday at 4:40.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment, and we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Like his favorite designer dress shirts and ties, $39.99. Men's sweaters in great colors and patterns are just $24.99. Take 50% off Women's Style & Company denim jeans. Enjoy 65% savings during our fine jewelry clearance. And choose from a great collection of bras at just $14.99. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Okay, a couple things here, Joe Torti Show. Housekeeping issues. First and foremost, Jimmy from Mount Holly called back in off the air and wanted to make sure that everybody knew, and this is correct, that if the Bears win, they do not play New Orleans. They'd play Los Angeles at the Rams next week. As you may have heard, I'm not particularly scared of the Rams either, if I'm the Bears or the Eagles. So that doesn't really change the opinion that if the Bears win this one, they would still win the next one. Anyway, but the other couple of bits of programming issues before we get back to the phones. First and foremost, if you're looking for a place to watch the game this Sunday, join us as we party at Sugar House Casino for the official Fanatic pregame show and watch party. Win $500, food and drink specials, and plenty of free parking. For more info, go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com. Somebody tweets in, so now buys are bad. Did you say that last year? Can't listen to the nonsense anymore. It's not that all buys are bad, and that's not what I said. I said that buys can be bad if somebody's playing super hot at the end of the season. If you'll remember, the Eagles last year, the bye wasn't bad for them as they were all banged up. They had to find a way to get Nick Foles ready to play because if you remember at the end of the regular season against the Oakland Raiders and against the Dallas Cowboys, regardless of whether you want to say he was playing poorly or not, he wasn't playing well. And you had to get him ready to be playing well. And by the way, it took a little while against Atlanta because he didn't play great against Atlanta early on either. So it's not that byes are always good or always bad. In the case of the Eagles last year, it was good. In the case of the Saints, you could look at it and say, oh yeah, it's good because the Saints aren't playing all that well and maybe they need to regroup. But for the Eagles, what I'm saying is the Eagles and Bears should not want to be the teams that are on the byes right now because they're playing so well. It's a complicated issue and it's a nuanced issue, but it's not just black and white, one side or the other.
Let's not make this real confusing.
I'm trying not to, John. By the way, I saw... I want to give credit, but who was it? Was it Marcellus Wiley? I can't remember who said it. That John Gruden should get the Executive of the Year. Did you see this, D-Train?
Are you kidding me?
He said that John Gruden should get the Executive of the Year because he created not one but two playoff teams, and the Bears and the Cowboys, by the moves that he made. Man, oh man.
Oh, he's right. He's really helped those two teams a lot. Those two teams might not be in the playoffs if it wasn't for those two trades.
Those aren't additional pieces. Those are freaking centerpieces of what the teams are doing right now. Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack. Oh, well, I wanted a piece of that. I wanted a piece of the Raiders, you know, fire sale whenever I could get it. Didn't end up happening. That's okay. Let's go back to the phones with Lance in Arizona next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, Joe. First point on the Flyers. Yeah. I said a couple weeks ago they needed to trade some of those guys away because they're not winning anything with them. The fact of the case is they're not that good of a team with those players. They've never been that great of a team with those players. If you go back to 2010, that was a good team because they had a lot of good players. They had Richards in his prime. They had Carter in his prime. They had a whole bunch of guys. Danny Briere in their prime. This team doesn't have that because Jacob Voracek is not as great as people think he is. Wayne Simmons is on the downside. I love Claude Giroux, but again, he's not good enough to get you to the next level because he needs another guy at his level to get you there. So that's, again, we're at the same spot that we've been at the last 3 years. Now they're not even a fringe playoff team, but that's where they should be.
Right.
Good point.
And I remember you talking about Claude Giroux in particular and saying that his timeline might not be the team's timeline. So as you know, sacrilegious as it might be to say, that he might be one where you look and see what you can get for him.
Yeah, you try to get as many picks and prospects to go with the younger guys that you have and go with that youth movement. Because if you get, let's just say you get a pick and the other team, you wind up getting the number one pick this year because you're not very good. And you get a guy like Austin Matthews, just not him because he's not in this draft, obviously, but a guy like that. Mm-hmm. And then you have another prospect you get from them, and he turns out to be really good. Now you have two really good guys, and you have a goalie of the future in Hart. Now you're in business. Right now, they're going to always be a fringe playoff team with him. And by the time those guys, our young guys, get good, he's going to be on the downside. Like, it sucks, but sometimes that's the move you have to make.
Yeah, I hear you, Lance. And thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Lance is right about that. He's 100% correct about the idea that sometimes teams do need to take inventory of what the roster looks like relative to their expectations. That's why you hear about buyers and sellers at the trade deadline. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Flyers are absolutely 100% in that mode, nor that it's the move that they absolutely should make. But I think that they need to consider everything. And I believe Chuck Fletcher will, because he's been a guy who knows the league, who's been around, a well-respected guy. I don't think he's going to delude himself into thinking that the Flyers are something that they're not. And that is part of, you know, even pre-Ron Hextall, and that was part of the issue that a lot of Flyers fans had with the team, is that there's no self-awareness sometimes about where they are and where they should be and what the approach is for a playoff contender, a fringe playoff team, somebody who's not considered a playoff favorite or someone to make the playoffs. There are different approaches and different ways to run each of those operations, and sometimes we didn't have the clearest indicator of how those seasons were actually going to go, and we knew for sure that they weren't going to go by the book. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Joey in Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, Joey.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. I have a question for you. Now, Mike Messinelli keeps saying that if Nick Foles takes this team to the Super Bowl, he's riding with Nick Foles for the next 4 to 5 years. Do you agree with him or no?
I do not overtly agree with Mike, no. That wouldn't be how I would run the team. I would have a conversation. That's the only, if he wins the Super Bowl, that's the only way that the conversation shifts from absolutely not, you're drunk, Carson Wentz is the quarterback of the future, to maybe there's something that we need to figure out here, but that's as far as I'm willing to go.
Okay, so with that said, do you well, first of all, whose decision does it ultimately come down to? Jeffrey Lurie, or it's Jeffrey Lurie, not Doug Peterson, correct?
Well, Jeffrey Lurie's the king. Yeah, so whatever he wants supersedes whatever Howie wants and whatever Doug wants. I mean, that's what happened with Jimmy Garoppolo with the Patriots. I mean, you saw that conversation between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. That's how you end up with Jimmy Garoppolo getting shipped off.
Okay, so do you think that they're, like, so between Doug Peterson and Jeffrey Lurie, do you think that they're privately on the down low kind of telling Nick Foles just to motivate him to take us to another Super Bowl and just putting it out there for him and say, Nick, you know, if you don't want any shot of coming here this season, I mean next season, you're 4 wins away from winning another Super Bowl and you could be our guy. Do you think they're like secretly maybe having that conversation with him?
I mean, I'd have no way of answering that question, Joey. It's not something that I've heard rumblings of. I don't think, by the way, based on what Nick Foles has done, I don't think that that's the way that they would treat Foles, you know, to give him like false hope and dangle it on the end of the string or something like that.
Right.
I think a guy who has a statue, like, you know, I think that you'd treat him a little bit differently.
I hear you. I'm just thinking maybe it's a good, you know, motivational talk, and it could be true in the end. If he does do it, he could be our guy.
What would you do?
What would I do about the situation moving forward?
Yeah.
I would say hypothetical,
if they win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, so if we win another Super Bowl with him, actually, if he takes us to another Super Bowl, and it's close, and he plays well, yeah, I'd sign him to 4 years.
And then what do you do with Wentz?
I trade him. I'd sign Nick to 4 or 5 years and trade Carson for a couple picks and a big-time player, running back.
Okay, Joey, thanks for the phone call, man. It's interesting that Joey brings that up because there are people, like I'm one of those people, that generally thinks it's bad business practice to take a running back in the first round, generally.
I agree.
Now, having said that, Hypocritical Joe comes out, because I think generally speaking that's bad business, and I still think that the Giants did the right thing when they drafted Saquon Barkley. I think both of those things can be true. While saying, all right, there are exceptions to every rule, and 99% of the time, I'm not just going to take the top running back available in the first round if I need a running back. Listen, I can be dishonest intellectually as long as I can rationalize it, and that's my rationalization. There it is. Talking about a running back being the piece that you trade or that you have to acquire in a Carson Wentz trade. I remember what Carson Wentz did last year when he was fully healthy. I remember the way that he took the league by storm. I remember the way that he took the country by storm. I want that again. That's what I'm willing to ride with. You talk about the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. That's the way that I'm going to go. There are all kinds of differences of opinion now at this point. There are all kinds of people who are all Folesed up. There are people who think that there's a Folesian society that's undermining the Eagles. It's gotten all over the place. And, you know, at this point, we almost do have to just sit back and let it shake out. But if you're asking, besides, like, what's your opinion? What do you think? What would you do? Blah, blah, blah. If the conversation turns to what is the team going to do, I don't think that that's much of a conversation or a debate at all. If the conversation turns to what is the team going to do, I think they probably have their mind made up already that they're going to roll with Foles. Or check that. They're going to roll with Foles for this season. And then Carson Wentz is their guy in the future. I wanted to make sure that that was pretty clear. They're going to roll with Foles through the playoffs. And then it's Carson's team moving forward. That's what they've said. That's all of their actions have indicated that that's the case. I don't think that there's any kind of quarterback controversy in their eyes. Whether there should be or not is a different conversation. But I think that's where the birds are. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Ramin is up next in West Philly. What's going on, Ramin?
Yes, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, if Foles take us to the NFC Championship game, right? I gotta say, let go Wentz. Let Wentz go.
Why?
Because for the simple fact, like, Wentz only gave us one good year, one stellar year, right? We're going by one stellar year, right? Over two Super Bowls, over one Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game.
Right. And you haven't seen what Wentz can do in the playoffs, right? So he might be Tom Brady, and we just don't know it yet.
No, but that's the same thing what I'm trying to say. Like, I got to give you a prime example. Well, we can go back to Tom Brady. There's the, when you had Drew Bledsoe, right, a guy, number one draft pick, right, a gunslinger, for many years, he got hurt, right? They put Tom in, Belichick rolled with Tom for the rest of his years.
Yep.
For the rest of his years. Now, that's what I'm saying for situations.
Well, you know what I'm going to say the difference is between those two situations, right? Now, I already know what I'm going to say.
No, I already know, but listen, even though, what I'm trying to say is, even though we know we've seen 1 year of Wentz, right? One great year of Wentz, right?
Two good years of Wentz.
I'm overruling all that over Super Bowl. I love Wentz, right? But when I look at what Foles do with our players, it seems like our players play better with Foles. It seems like Foles get everybody. 25 straight completions. 25 straight completions. Like, come on, like, Foles, like, we already know Wentz likes Ertz a lot. Right? It seems like when Foles...
So does Foles.
Everybody. I mean, that's your security blanket. But as far as throwing the ball deep, Wentz ain't never been no great deep ball thrower. Right?
That's not true!
Ramin, thanks for the phone call, man. I got to move on. I agree that Wentz is not a great deep ball thrower. The stats say neither is Foles. You know, if you look at the average in terms of completion percentage on deep balls, they're both below it, the league average. Foles is like two ticks higher completion percentage-wise than Wentz is on the deep balls. But I mean, like that's... Here's the heart of it. If Ramin says that everything that Wentz did is undone by the Super Bowl that Foles got, fine. If that's the way that you feel, fine. That's okay. I'm okay with anyone who says that Foles is their choice because of the Super Bowl. I don't agree, but if that is your... Because that's an emotional response. That's saying that Foles delivered in the clutch. That's saying that Foles brought something to the city that we never had. Cool. If that's the reasoning, all right. I'll stop you when you say things that... And I'm not trying to single out Ramin or anybody else, but it's just the stats don't backstop. Like, you looked at the catch distribution the first week that Foles started. And Zach Ertz still had, like, six more targets than the second closest guy. Now, he didn't drop it. He had, like, three catches in the game. out of like 9 targets or 11 targets. I have to go back and look at the game log. His catch percentage was terrible, but he still got a ton of targets. You're looking at some of the other things, like the he gets rid of the ball quicker. No, he doesn't. He's gotten rid of the ball quicker in a couple of games here. Career-wise, he hasn't. And even if you just include 2017 until now, still no. Wentz gets rid of the ball faster. Now, Foles takes fewer sacks. Nobody seems to say, they say he gets rid of the ball faster. I think what people mean is he takes fewer sacks, which statistically he does. Wentz fumbles a lot. People point out the things about Wentz that are bad that aren't true. But if you come to me and you're like, Wentz fumbles the ball a hell of a lot more than Nick Foles does, I'd be like, yeah, it's a great point. You're absolutely right about that. Just people are looking at the wrong stuff.
So get your facts straight.
I don't know. But that's why it gets so hard with this D-train. And I know you and I have been in this trench for a long time, taking these grenades. Nick Foles versus Carson Wentz. Statistically, there's very little to support that Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. Very little statistically. If you like him more, if you like the way that Doug Peterson calls plays when he's in the game more, if you like the way that the team plays, when that's all fine. Say that. I'm cool with that. Those are all arguments that you're saying, all right, well, I just like it. It looks better. Eye test, whatever. Cool. But the only reason that I'll stop you is if the stats don't meet out what you're saying. And I think that that's fair. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and you're not entitled to your own set of facts. Let's go to D in Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, D.
What's up, brother? How you doing tonight?
Doing great, thanks.
I got a question. If Nick Foles was to, you know, go on this magnificent run, get us back to the big game, win it, you know, pressure bust pipes, man. What do you really think the Eagles would do? I mean, like, that's a situation where it's like, you know, that's back-to-back, something that, you know, nobody has done since the Pats, and it's like... Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, Carson Wentz, I'm all on the Wentz wagon. I feel as though athletic-wise, he's a better quarterback than Foles as far as, like, you know, foot movement and everything like that. But, you know, he's coming off the knee, and most quarterbacks sometimes aren't the same coming off that ACL. And big question, what do we do with Wentz if Foles was to just, you know, go on this run and take us all the way and win it? Well, you know, what do we do?
I think the Eagles have kind of said what they feel about the situation, right? They've said that it's Wentz's team and that Foles is a backup and he's there to do a job and he's doing it. That's the thing, is that, you know, stepping in for the starter, you're not right. expected to step in and suck. You know, you're expected to step in and do your thing. And they know what Nick Foles can do based on last year. I think that that's the team's approach.
Okay, because yeah, I had to ask. I mean, with the statue and everything out there, you know, the way it looks, it just looks like, you know, Foles would be a better fit. But I want Wentz to be the starter. Like, you know, me personally, with the eye test, I feel as though Wentz is that season he had last year just blew me out the ballpark. That
sure.
showed me that, you know, for the next 10-plus years, this man is going to be capable of winning us multiple Lombardis. You know, all he has to do is have weapons around him. And, of course, a running game. Every good quarterback needs a running game. Without a running game, the best quarterback can look, you know, like butt at times. You know, you have to have a running game. Without that, you know.
You're absolutely right, D. Thanks for the phone call, D. I'll point this out. The Lions have never run the ball under Matthew Stafford. I think Matthew Stafford looks way worse than he is for his career because the Lions have never really run the ball. When the Patriots can't run effectively, they don't look good. The Steelers ran the ball the fewest times in the NFL this year. Ben Roethlisberger led the league in passing yards and had a career high in interceptions. I think he led the league in interceptions, actually. I mean, balance is unbelievably important. And I've said this before, that Doug Peterson needs to do a better job of calling plays when Carson Wentz is under center. When he's the quarterback, I think that there's this tendency to be like, oh, okay, well, don't worry about it, everybody. The F1 car is in now. We can just floor it and go fast and have Wentz do all the things that Wentz does versus scheming, game planning, run pass, balance, all that kind of stuff. I think that that is something that kind of goes out the window. And to me, that's not a Wentz problem. That's a Doug problem. I want Doug to call a game as if Carson Wentz was his quarterback and the rest of the game plan wasn't thrown out the window. Because it seems like the game plan sometimes like, oh, okay, well, Superman's in. We're just going to let Superman do whatever Superman needs to do. I think that's nuts. I don't think that's a way to win games. That's what happened early in the Eagles season last season, and it didn't work. And then they started running the ball more with Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount, and all of a sudden things started evening out and working. And now all of a sudden this season, I didn't see that even when Wentz was in the game. So that's what I point to. That's a Doug Peterson problem for me. Jay in North Philly's up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jay. Jay.
Hey, what's going on? How you making out?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
Okay. Now, me personally, I think Carson Wentz doesn't fit well in the system that Doug has for him. I don't think he knows. He knows he's not comfortable in that system, and I think Nick Foles is more comfortable.
How come they traded up for him then? That doesn't make any, like, it doesn't seem like it'd be a good decision for the Eagles if Doug Peterson's going to be the head coach, right? It doesn't make sense that he would advise Howie Roseman to trade up and get the quarterback that's going to be a bad fit in his system.
Hold on, you ain't let me finish. After he was injured, the system that they have now after he's injured, I think they're trying to keep him in the pocket and make him a pocket player. And he can't handle that type of pressure.
Okay. Well, so what percentage of that do you think is that he's still injured, like that he was playing hurt this season?
If he's injured, that's another thing. Like, why I would go with Wentz over him, because you never know how he's going to bounce back from either one of his injuries. So it's like, yeah, you can say he's going to be great and this, that, and the third, but there's also the flip side of that coin too. He can also end up terrible. And if we already have something that's working for us, don't break it if it ain't, you know, don't fix it if it ain't broken. You know what I mean?
So you have Foles now. The hypothetical that people have been throwing out, Jay, is that if they win the Super Bowl, should they go with Foles or should they go with Wentz? What you're saying is you're ready to go with Foles right now.
I think Foles is keeping everything together. He's keeping his train rolling. He's winning Super Bowls and he's winning games. You know what I mean? I think if we go back with Wentz, you don't know what to expect. He has no experience. I'm not knocking the guy, you know, but it's a million Carson Wentz out there in the draft. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. There's a million Carson Wentzes in the draft?
Yeah. Look at Lamar Jackson.
So get your facts.
Lamar Jackson is Carson Wentz. Lamar Jackson's running the ball 20 times a game.
And he's also throwing as well.
How many yards? He's not hurt. Come on, man. Lamar Jackson is not in Carson Wentz's class. And you talk about a track record with Nick Foles. It's a track record of mediocrity. It's a track record of really hot play and really poor play. That's what the track record is. The track record, Carson Wentz's track record when healthy is great. He had a good rookie season with the worst wide receiving core I've ever seen in my entire life. The worst. No offense to any of those guys individually. Collectively, they were the worst. Last year had weapons. And I wouldn't even say elite weapons. He had good weapons last year and dominated the NFL. Then he got hurt. Then he comes back 2 months early. I shouldn't even say that, because most people are saying that an ACL recovery, generally speaking, you want to give a guy a year from when the injury was suffered to even come back. And then maybe 6 or 8 months after that to get back to normal. He comes back 2 months before the injury was even suffered in terms of the calendar year. Comes back in 10 months instead of 12. Puts together a 21-7 campaign before he has a fractured back. And people are like, oh, Carson Wentz is injured. Like, Nick Foles is this picture of perfect health. This is outrageous.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
If it's... Just stop. Just be honest, or at least accurate. If you like the guy, for whatever reason, personality, team fit, scheme, if you, for whatever reason, just leave it there. But to cut down Carson Wentz for literally any reason outside of fumbling the football and taking too many deep shots and not looking to check the ball down, which is what everybody wanted to talk about. Oh, how come he's looking to go in the end zone and not check down to Wendell Smallwood on third and one when you need the game? And then the conversation shifts to, oh, he doesn't throw deep enough. I've said it before, and I can't believe this conversation. It's Thursday night. I can't believe that the Eagles are playing the Bears in a matter of days, and we're talking about a stupid quarterback controversy that isn't, because the team doesn't consider it a quarterback controversy. There are people cutting down Carson Wentz, and I don't know why you can't praise a guy in Nick Foles without stepping on the other guy. Because every conversation starts out the same exact way. It starts out, oh, I love Carson Wentz. And my immediate thought in my head, I've gotten so jaded, I'm like, no, you don't. Or not enough, because I love Carson Wentz. But here's a bunch of things that I hate about Carson Wentz. I'm wondering, like, what's left to love? Then Carson Wentz's name has gotten dragged through the mud, who, by the way, for the record, Lamar Jackson is one of two quarterbacks that I even wanted in last year's draft. I thought Lamar Jackson was good. I would have taken him before everybody else. And I thought Mason Rudolph was good. Nobody agreed with me. Mason Rudolph went in the third round or wherever he went. I didn't like Darnold. I didn't like Mayfield. I didn't like Allen. I am as little a Lamar Jackson hater as it's possible to be. But to say that he's better than Carson Wentz is so irresponsible, I can't even tell you, especially considering we just had a conversation where somebody's saying that Carson Wentz is a poor fit for the Eagles system when the Ravens scrapped their entire system for Lamar Jackson and started running him 20 times a game. Meanwhile, you got Wentz in there. They're thinking about running RPOs because it worked with Nick and the team ran him well, but that's not what Wentz does. Honestly, I didn't think it was possible this time last year when we were sitting there thinking, oh, how's the team possibly going to win a playoff game with Nick Foles? I can't wait till the Messiah gets back. Carson Wentz doesn't even have a chance in this town anymore. I've said it before. I said maybe this is the case. I'm ready to say it now. We don't deserve Carson Wentz. The fact that this conversation has continued as long as it has says to me we do not deserve what we have in Carson Wentz. You want to let him walk? Fine. Watch what happens. Watch what happens next. Let's go to Rich in North Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Rich?
Hey, so listen, I'm just going to make a few statements, man, out of all logic and common sense. First, I'm calling WTF, and then I'm going to say, man, some people in Philadelphia, you had to do the Mr. T to them, just pity the fools. Because I heard one guy say, Carson had one good year. He's only been in, this is his third year in the league.
And so, he's had three. 21-7 is a good year. Right. His rookie year was good.
That throws that right out the window. So he's on. Matter of fact, he didn't play a full year for his third year. So then you throw that out right out the window. Then I heard another guy say that it was the system. He can't handle the system. He had the system great last year. He had a fantastic season in that same system that he said he couldn't handle last year. So this is what explains. People are for the right now, and they aren't for the long haul. And that's what makes me, it's upsetting. And I see it's getting under your skin. I can hear it in your voice, man. Because sometimes you have to deal, it's like the Dr. Spock, you when you're a logical thinker and you have to deal with illogical people, it's like it kind of burns you up a little bit. But Carson Wentz is the future, and he is our future, and he's a great quarterback. I love his toughness. I love his tenacity. I love everything about Carson, and he is the quarterback of our future. And I would take him over Nick Foles any day. It's a him against Nick Foles thing. I just think Nick Foles has had his time. We have something great in him. We can come back. We have a quarterback that can step in and step up and get us to where we need to be. That's fine. But what Carson Wentz has showed everybody in the city of what he can be, and he's just scratching the surface on what he can, what we're seeing he can be. I'm not willing to give that up for maybe. I heard Ms. Anelli talk about that earlier today. I'm not willing to give up what the player that we have in Carson Wentz now for possibly of what we're going to. Nobody bets like that. Nobody lives life like that. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, man. We are throwing all logic out of the window for this situation, man.
Hey, Rich, you're right. I'm trying to calm down. And Rich, thanks for the phone call. Here's the problem that I have, right? Let me bring up two things really quickly. First things first. Last year, people said that Carson Wentz was the best possible mix of Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger. And now people are saying that that guy comes around all the time. Were we lying then, or are we lying now? Because sometime we're lying. We're not telling the truth either then or now. And let me talk about logic and objectivity for a second, okay? One of my favorite players, period, in terms of what they could do on a football field, I was amazed for the longest time at Dante Culpepper. I was amazed at the things that a guy that size could do, the way that he moved, the way that he could throw the football. I mean, the competitiveness. You heard about him taking bets and walking on his hands with his teammates for 30 yards. I mean, I was flat out amazed by Dante Culpepper. And there was a time that I'd probably take Dante Culpepper over any quarterback, period. But then pretend that you recognize that I like Dante Culpepper, and then I come to you and I start explaining to you why Dante Culpepper is better than Joe Montana or Johnny Unitas. You say, whoa, I get that you like the guy, but there's not an argument that you can really make that this guy's better than those guys. That's where I am right now. Sports opinions are what make the world go round. It's what makes it fun. I don't care if you want Nick Foles to be the starting quarterback. Let it rip. That's your opinion. You can defend your opinion. You could try. But come equipped with stuff. Don't.
You have the franchise quarterback now.
I mean, I don't think so. If you think so, cool. We'll have a discussion about it. But man, oh man. Talking about how Wentz can't do this. Wentz isn't this. Wentz can't do that. A lot of it's just not factually correct. And I hate to be the fact police on this, but like I've got no choice.
Kevin, get your facts straight.
Well, thank you. Well, maybe Mike Gundy could come and help me. Yeah. Kevin and Langhorne's up next on The Fanatic. Hey, Kev.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
So, a couple things. I agree with you on the Dante versus Joe Montana thing, but would you, on paper, would you take Mike Vick or Tom Brady? On paper. Mike Vick's better runner, bigger arm, all that stuff. But Tom Brady wins Super Bowls. So that's the whole Joe Montana, Dante Culpepper thing.
Right.
One looks better than the other.
That's fair. I mean, but the results are better too, right? I mean, like, Brady's passing numbers are way better than Vick's. Montana's numbers are better than...
Looking at them on paper.
So I guess I'm confused because you're saying looking at them like it's the eye test, and then you're saying on paper because it's those are different to me.
Yeah,
right. I mean?
It's like I'm saying like the intangibles, like the arm strength and the mobility.
So the measurables,
kind of
the actual tangibles, not the intangibles.
Right.
Okay, got it.
And then the other thing is I like Wentz. I'm a huge Wentz guy. I think he should be the quarterback of the future. But say Foles takes us to another Super Bowl.
Okay.
How is Carson ever going to be able to live up to that unless he takes us to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl? If you have Nick Foles who won a Super Bowl and takes us back to another, if he goes to the playoffs next year and loses the NFC Championship game next, like in the coming years, the fans are just going to be all over him. I just don't think he's going to be able to deal with it.
Well, so I guess, Kev, wouldn't it make sense then that you'd want Wentz to be motivated to match what Foles did? I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a positive that that's what he's driving towards.
I know, but I just don't know if, like, I don't know if the fans will be behind him enough for him to live up to it. That's my thing.
I got you, Kev. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. If that's the case, if we're willing to turn on Carson Wentz because he made it to the NFC Championship game, I don't know what to say. Like, is that the years that Tom Brady didn't win the Super Bowl? You know, where their Matt Cassel calls? I know that Matt Cassel didn't go and win the Super Bowl beforehand, but, like, I'm baffled. I'm truly baffled. I want everybody to do an exercise, by the way. I want everybody to go back and watch the Eagles championship DVD or the condensed highlights or whatever that follow the entire season. And then get back to me if you're anti-Wentz still. Like, it's not even possible. I feel like I am in flight plan, like with Jodie Foster, where I'm like, no, my child is on this plane and everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. Did the wet season happen last year? Maybe not. Maybe I need to go get myself checked out here. More of your phone calls coming up next. 610-632-0975. It's Joe Torti on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and Tailgate Party at the Met Philadelphia. We're teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and indoor tailgate party.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage and to download your free tickets.
The countdown is on.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
Get ready. 97.5, The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Farsetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Bob Cooney, and you know we are in for an epic matchup between Alabama and Clemson. College football championship, more at stake than ever before, and FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a can't-miss deal exclusively for my listeners who haven't even tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet. 100-1 odds on the national championship game. That's right. New users get 100-1 odds on the first $500 of your bet on either team to win outright when you bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can't miss this. Go to FanDuel.com/college to find out how you can get 100-1 odds on your national championship money line. I can't wait to see how this game unfolds. I know it's going to be a close one. Don't forget you can get 100-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $500 money line bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/college to get your exclusive national championship odds. That's FanDuel.com/college. Max bonus $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Bonus issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/college for terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope, they pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Shop Vidian.com today or come see us on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania.
Sports Talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Before we get back to the phones, two things I want to tell you about. First and foremost, Dylan McKinnon is producing, doing a tremendous job, as he does. You're used to that standard of behavior from Dylan McKinnon. Nice. That's a new one. Nice little Guardians of the Galaxy action. I approve. Nerd. On Friday, February 1st, join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. Want to play? Go to 97.5thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage. So, Dylan, I'm sure that you're wondering whether I called you a nerd or whether I was calling myself a nerd. And to that I say, Bryant and Philly's up next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Bryant?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Sorry.
Oh, you got it. Thanks, man.
Hello?
What's up?
Honestly, I think a fully healthy Wentz is better than a fully healthy Foles, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think the numbers prove it. I'll take the season Wentz had last year versus the season Foles had in, was it 2013?
Yeah, I mean, the 27-2 season was pretty remarkable, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, and we just got to rock out with him as fans. You know, I just wish he got more support.
Well, I guess that's the problem, Bryant, is that you see Wentz and Foles playing for the same team, working towards the same goal, and they're friends. And we have to, like, end up picking one side or the other, like they're two teams playing against each other. That's the problem that I've had with this whole conversation.
Yeah, and that hopefully how productive is the word. A fully healthy Wentz, if you put him on in the Donovan McNabb era, you think they would have won the Super Bowl about that era?
It's a great question. If I'll tell you what, Brian, if he put together seasons like he did last year during that era, I'd find it hard to believe that they wouldn't have gotten through. I really do. Especially like once they got T.O., I think it would have been really tough to keep him out.
Yeah. And I think, and I don't know why, I really can't see why the team don't respond to Wentz the same way they respond to Foles, or why the offense looks to me a little better. I feel like it's definitely, you could say, is Peterson's fault. Partially his fault. I think Wentz is definitely, he has superior arm talent, and he's more athletic than Foles. But one thing I always say is that Foles goes through his progressions faster, and he finds the open receiver faster.
Okay. And, Brian, thanks for the phone call. Couple things. I've got guesses. One, I think it's mostly Doug Peterson's fault, the answer to both of those questions, why the offense looks better and why the team seems to respond better, right? First things first, if you're calling really good offense, your team is, A, allowing your defense to rest, you're sustaining drives, you're not losing the field position battle, all that kind of stuff, and play calling is an essential element to that. Doug Peterson is a better play caller this year, and for big chunks of last year. For whatever reason, he's not a great play caller when Wentz is out there all the time. He had it figured out starting in like week three of last year, and then, you know, started to install more of the run-pass option, Nick Foles offense, after Wentz got injured. I don't know what the explanation is for why the offense looks different this year in terms of Doug Peterson's play call. Like, that's why. I don't know why he's calling a different game for Wentz, and he's, you know, taking things a little bit more methodically with Foles. The other part is that there's some element of a backup goalie theory, backup quarterback theory, where, all right, our guy's out, you know, our margin for error's gone. Nick's a calming influence. That's absolutely 100% true, and I don't want to take that away from him. But the other element is, guys, we need to step up for our backup quarterback. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Eric in Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
Hey, all good.
Good.
I think the last caller kind of touched on it. I think a lot of people don't realize is, so 2 years ago, again, Wentz goes into the offseason, has his rookie year, and then goes into an offseason healthy, starts learning more of the offense, a little bit, you know, more familiar, goes into last year healthy, and is like a walking highlight film. Basically, the guy we drafted, that's who he is, and it's like no question about it. Then gets hurt. Goes into this offseason. And it wasn't even really an offseason. He was basically rehabbing the whole time.
Right.
So he's not working with the offense. Like, why do you think Zach Ertz was the number one target when Wentz wasn't? Because he's the only one that he recognized out on the field. I mean, we had guys like Aiken and stuff, like basically came off the couch like a week before they played. Wentz doesn't know who these guys are. Like, he's not going to be throwing it to him. That's not like his safety blanket. He's in there. And again, with Wentz, another thing is that it's just going to be time, like, for him compared to what Foles. So Wentz, still being a young guy, trusts his abilities, which, again, for most of it, he should, over the system at times. And Foles is the exact opposite. Foles is like, I trust the system because I know what my abilities are. And that's why these two quarterbacks are different in the systems. But, again, overall, I mean, Wentz is, it's not even a question. Wentz is by far, a future Hall of Famer. Just an amazing quarterback.
Well, it just seems like such a spiteful move, Eric. Like, we've waited this long. Since Donovan McNabb left, we've been waiting and waiting for a guy who could consistently take us to the next level over and over and over again. Now it looks like you've got him in Carson Wentz, and it seems like half the city's ready to shove him out the door. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's so wild because, you know, let's say Nick does it again. They win the Super Bowl, this and that. And let's say, you know, we're having this talk in a few months from now, and people are like, oh, you know, trade Carson, let's trade. Teams are going to be lining up to the door, looking at, like, how we invest the organization. Like, you guys are kidding me, right? Like, this is, like, an early Christmas present for, like, the Redskins, Giants, I mean, Jaguars, you name it. They would love to have a quarterback like Carson Wentz on the roster, or even, like, throwing the ball, like, to, like, someone on the practice squad. I don't even know what it is. But it would be just wild to think that they would even think about moving on from Carson Wentz in any sense, like any, world. And for the fan base to kind of basically turn on, like, in an instinct is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, well, and Eric, thanks for the phone call. I've been trying to figure it out. And like I said, there are reasons. If you want to point to shortcomings and things like that that he has, it's fine. It's just the things that, you know, our actual flaws in Wentz's game haven't come up that often. So I'm trying to figure out what the motivations are for people trying to do it and shove the guy at the door. And it's been hard. It's been tough sledding coming down and trying to figure out how to reconcile the fact that Wentz had that ridiculous surefire, if he finishes healthy, MVP season last year, to now it's that he's expendable at 26 years old. And so soon after his birthday, you heartless people. 610-632-0975. Just kidding. I wonder about that. Is that wrong at the NFL level? If there's some kind of deadline, if it's like cut down day or something like that, is it poor form to like cut a guy on his birthday or something like that? It's borderline, I think. If you had the decision made and you waited till the last possible minute, and the last possible minute was his birthday, maybe that's where I'll draw the line. But if it was a true evaluation and it went right down to the wire and the birthday just happened to be the day, you know, it can't be helped. D-Train, what do you think?
Well, for me, I kind of stopped caring about birthdays when I hit 21. Like, I've worked my last 4 birthdays. I had to do the math in my head there.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where,
So you wouldn't notice even a skosh more if you got fired on your birthday? You wouldn't notice?
I'd be upset if I got fired any day. If I got a phone call right now and said, I'm fired, I have to leave the station, I'd be just as upset right now as I would be if it was on August 23rd.
Okay, all right. August 23rd, huh? Write it down, people.
He likes t-shirts. Put that in.
He likes t-shirts and hats. And I've never seen him in non-Philly stuff when he's working here. So he might need help. Get him some more stuff, people.
That's because that stuff's really cheap at Kohl's, and I'm broke.
I hear you. All right, here's what we're going to do. Final segment coming up. If you're on the line right now, you're going to absolutely get in before the end of the show. I'm going to buzzsaw right through these phone calls next. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. After beating all the odds, the Birds earn a berth in the playoffs with a wild card matchup against Chicago. Join Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatics' Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking playoff news and injury reports. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the playoff pre- and post-game action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Men, there's a new revolutionary treatment for erectile dysfunction. And the best part? Absolutely no medication involved. If you're about to buy Viagra or Cialis at your local pharmacy, stop. You do not have to. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team is offering the newest safe wave therapy technology that can restore your love life without the use of pills. No injections, no surgery. Yes, you heard this right. Wave therapy is a powerful ED solution that uses scientifically advanced low acoustic waves to restore you to your prior self. The majority of men have reported positive results and improved sexual performance. Imagine never worrying if you can perform again, but just being the man you once were. Forge Medical Group is working with men to put them back in the game. Now it's your turn. Their guarantee to you, there is absolutely no pill and no injection. This is a completely new ED treatment. Appointments fill fast. Call now, 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugels, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Fanatic fan favorite.
Yes!
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/PhillyPhilly to learn more.
Choose Natural Lawn of America. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic. Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic, Dylan McKinnon, is producing this evening. And as promised, let's get right back to the phone. Steve in PA leads us off. What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Great show. This is getting crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting banned from media sites, Eagles Nation, Eagles this, because I'm standing up for Wentz, telling them, you know, you guys are crazy. You want to write this guy off because Nick Foles came in, got handed this season, got handed pretty much the playoffs. All you had to win was a couple games. You know what I mean?
At home.
You expect a backup to do that.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy, Steve.
It's like the guy went and when in that Rams game, he put his body on the line. He saw them defenders coming. He knew there was two of them, and he jumped right in between them, put his body on the line, got hurt, tore his MCL, his ACL, and then he came back in and threw another touchdown. And you want to get rid of the guy for Nick Foles, who can't get out of the way of a snail.
No, well, now, to be fair, Steve, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm going to keep him short here. I want to give Foles credit because it's not like he just hung in there in the Minnesota game or that he just hung in there in the New England game. He went and won those games, and he was the best player on the field. So I don't want to say that, you know, he lucked into it or anything like that, but Wentz certainly helped. I mean, the work that Wentz did in the regular season last year certainly helped. I think that's fair to say. Sean in West Philly's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Sean.
Yo, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, man. I'm totally disgusted. I agree with you 1,010,000%. I mean, the city is so disgusting that we forget about Carson Wentz. Who this guy really is?
I didn't think it was even possible, Sean.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm going to get off the line. It was so disgusting. The Dallas week when they lost, it was so disgusting to me that, I mean, before we even knew he had a back problem, everybody wanted him out of the city. I even listened to Green Bay Station because, you know, Green Bay sucked this year in Carolina just to see was they getting Aaron Rodgers out of the city. They're not even mentioning the quarterbacks in those cities. But this city, they want to get rid of, just like you said, since McNabb, we've been waiting for it. And don't get me wrong, I love Nick. He's one of the best backups in the NFL. But Carson Wentz, what he did last year, that's not a fluke. I don't care how good the teams was. I don't care about nothing. That wasn't a fluke. That was the real thing. And don't forget, he's coming off of ACL. So all you Philadelphians, relax. Want to get the guy out of here. I mean, if he don't get us to where we were at last year, we don't have a Super Bowl. No disrespect to Nick Foles at all.
No, of course not. You're absolutely right, Sean. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. That's what I mean. I don't think we have to disrespect either to say that the guys are in the roles that they're in for a reason. Starting quarterback and backup quarterback. That's what it is. Ars Red's next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Ars Red? Uh-oh. Bailed out on us. Let's go to Craig in Upper Darby. What's up, Craig? How you doing, man?
Hey. Great. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Finally, they could actually build a dynasty. Allow Wentz to heal up properly and finish developing to be the superstar that he is capable of being. And then you got an outstanding backup quarterback. So now you can go after all-purpose running backs that have a balance in the game so people will respect the passing games and some good quality receivers. And you could have, what, repeats and even three-peats. It's right there, and the people want it, but they don't want it bad enough to shut their mouths and support the team.
Well, Craig, so how long do you think that development would take? You know, to talk about getting healthy, turning into a star quarterback, because people aren't thinking that Nick Foles is going to be here that much longer in a backup role. I think that's what the key is.
I'm going to call it 2 years tops.
3 years' time.
All right. Well, Craig, thanks for the phone call. There's a lot of people that say that Foles is going to chase the money. I'm not sure that that's the case. I think Foles made a lot of money, and he's got an interesting, unique, good situation here in Philadelphia. And there's a big-time support system here for him, and not just with the fan base, but with his family and his parish and everything else. There's a lot of things that he likes about being right here. So I'm not convinced that he's, you know, going to go to wherever, Jacksonville, and just take the money and run. I'm not positive that he's that guy. I don't know that he's not, but it's not a sure thing as some of these other guys. You could tell as soon as they're going to get the chance, they're bolting. Let's go to Lenny in Wilmington next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Lenny.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Okay, how are you?
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
I just want to continue from what the caller before said to me. Green Bay had a quarterback named Brent Favre, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a backup quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and you did not hear them talking about trading Brett Favre for Aaron Rodgers.
True. And that's even a different scenario, too, because Brett Favre was older than Aaron Rodgers. This is the reverse.
Right. Even in San Francisco, you had a Joe Montana, but you had a backup quarterback in Steve Young. But same thing, you didn't hear them trading back Joe Montana for Steve Young.
Right. Yeah.
So people in Philly need to understand and be blessed that you have two legitimate quarterbacks. If Wentz get hurt, you have a backup that can continue on. You know, there's no drop off.
Right, yeah. Well, I think the problem, Lenny, thanks for the phone call, man, is that people don't see it being sustainable long-term. People aren't looking at it and thinking, all right, well, this is the status quo for the next 5 years. It could be. I doubt it. I doubt that they're going to give big-time money to two different quarterbacks when the time comes to pay Carson Wentz, and that's kind of where the problem lies. Let's go to Tommy in Westchester next on The Fanatic. Tommy, you're on the Joe Torti Show. Yep, I agree. I agree. Let's go to Brian next on The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
Hey, so in the short term, I mean, I could see why a lot of fans are for Nick Foles. I mean, you know, recent memory, obviously.
Sure,
Super Bowl
of course.
MVP. He's you know, he's fresh in our eyes. He lit it up for at least 3 or 4 games last year, and he's been doing really well. But in the long term, I want the fans to realize that Nick Foles, he's good in short spurts. I mean, he looks great. But you know, for the same reason that they're criticizing Wentz for, about not being able to last a full season, or you know, he can't win these games. I mean, it's the same thing that has tarnished Foles over the years, is that he has never went through a full 16 or 17-game season where he can prove himself and be a franchise quarterback. Yes, he's great in these short spurts and everything, but can he prove it for a long duration? No. I mean, neither can Wentz, obviously, but at the same time, you know, like, who are we more going to invest on? That's the big question. I think I know that Wentz is the answer because he has more athletic ability than Foles, and he has proven that he can make things happen with lesser talent than Foles. And I know that Foles is a great quarterback and he can step in. He's a great backup quarterback, but when you realistically look at it, who's going to be your quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years?
Right.
You know, who can step up in the big time and lead this team throughout a full season and step up and be your guy? Wentz is the answer.
And there's no denying that.
Well, I don't think that you get a whole lot. Brian, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm sorry. We're right up against the end of the show. There's a lot of support for that, I think, inside the Eagles organization that, hey, Carson Wentz is the guy and Nick Foles is the backup. Everybody knows this. But people are getting thrown into a tizzy with Shrines and with what happened last year and everything else. I think it's going to end up being much ado about nothing. And that's where the conversation kind of ends. Like, we can continue it on sports talk radio and in the streets and in the bars and stuff as fans. Like, that's, like I said, what makes the world go round. But there's no real conversation about Nick Foles taking over as the starting quarterback, because the ones whose opinions matter don't seem to have that thought process. Quickly, time for one more thing. This is going to be the super short version of one more thing. This is an article on ESPN.com from Greg Wyshynski, who used to run Puck Daddy, talking about how Spanish hockey announcers are adding different idioms and stuff like that to games. I love hockey, like I said earlier, and it's nice that we could bring it full circle. I'll just give you a couple highlights, and you can check out the entire article on your own. When someone smashes someone else into a wall, I'd yell, "There's a ham sandwich," in Spanish. That's not easily translatable. And checking isn't something that really translate. So Rivera, who's one of the Spanish hockey announcers, uses "get close to someone," which is something that you use to describe a girlfriend or a boyfriend. So there's some interesting idioms going on there. All over ESPN and in the Spanish-speaking hockey world, so make sure that you check that out. That's been one more thing. Thank you very much, everybody who called and tweeted in, my co-hosts for this evening. Really appreciated all of your contributions to a really fun show. Went really quickly. The D-Train, Dylan McKinnon, did a tremendous job as well. Is it D-Train Lord? Is it Mr. D-Train? We'll figure that out. Oh, you're just hitting me right in all of the ones that I love. Oh, my God. We'll have to talk about this later. This has been the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.